Text 4. Bhakto pravritiratra syat, tachikirsha sunishchayo, shastra lovat tachikirshu, syatam tat adhikarino. Engagement in devotion, according to the devotional scriptures, means having an exclusive desire to perform devotional practices. The two kinds of candidates for devotional service, Vaidhi and Raganuga, commence for two different reasons. Fear of scriptural injunctions, the Vaidhi Bhakta, and intense sacred greed, the Raganuga Bhakta, respectively. Kripa Kanika Vyakya. In the Bhakti Sadhana mark, there is no consideration of individual qualification or distinction between different levels of practitioners, as is a course in the Gyan, Karma and other Sadhana marks. Bhakti is a Sadhana path that can be followed by anyone. Bhakti is beneficial for all, whether well-behaved or ill-behaved, knowledgeable or ignorant, detached or attached. Since bhakti is a path for everyone, there is no obstacle for anyone to treat it. Thus, the only factor that causes one to commence the practice of bhakti is simply a strong desire to take part in its different events. This desire can arise for two reasons. One is fear of the scriptural injunctions, which means that the scriptures prescribe that all living entities should worship the Lord, and one commences bhakti out of fear that otherwise there will certainly be trouble. The other reason arises when one hears from the scriptures about the expert love of the Lord's eternal associates, and out of sacred greed one begins to desire bhajan. In this way, there are two kinds of candidates for bhakti. Srimad Rupa Goswami has given definitions of both these kinds of candidates, for Vaidhi and Raganuga Bhakti. The definition of the Vaidhi mark candidate is as follows.
Yakina pyati bhagena jata shradosya sevane nati sakto na vairagya bhagasyam adhikaryaso.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.40. When by a stroke of inconceivable luck a person develops faith and liking for the serving of Krishna, bhakti mark, due to having associated with great saints, but has not yet attained firm attachment to the Lord, and is only slightly averse to bodily attachments, such a person is eligible for sadhana bhakti. The candidate for Raganuga is described as follows.
Ragatmi kaika nishtaye vrajavasi janadaya teshang bhavaptaye lubdo bhavet atradi karavan.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.291. A person who is simply greedy after the unalloyed ecstatic ragatmika bhaktila for Krishna of the vrajavasis is a candidate for Raganuga Bhakti. The difference between the candidates for Vaidhi and Raganuga Bhakti is that eligibility for Vaidhi Bhakti is caused by Shraddha, faith, and eligibility for Raganuga Bhakti is caused by Lobha, sacred greed. The candidate for Vaidhi Bhakti gradually advances in his sadhana by keeping his faith in the purports of the scriptures and some ruchi gradually awakens as a result of his reverential attitude towards the Lord and meets with his Shraddha. But this Ruchi means a secondary factor, and his bhajan continues mainly on the basis of his Shraddha. The candidates for Raganuga Bhakti are prompted by greed after the sweet feelings of the Nitya Siddha Rajavasis. Their practice of Ruchi Sadhana gradually develops and meets with deep Shraddha. But here Shraddha means the secondary factor and Ruchi the primary. He remains engaged in bhajan that bears the shape of Shraddha, but in which Ruchi is primary. This is definitely different in kind from the Shraddha that prompts Vaidhi Bhakti, and much more powerful so, because the absorption that Raganuga Bhakti causes within the consciousness is never created on purpose, since Ruchi is the innate function of the heart. This is the difference between eligibility for Vaidhi and Raganuga Bhakti. However, there is no difference in the course of devotion or bhajan itself. In other words, all the items that are named as the items of Vaidhi Bhakti, such as hearing and chanting, are also be practiced in Raganuga Bhakti.